it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the main sitting room, medroom here.
Our Chicago as an organization has been around since 2000, so 25 years.
We're taking a walk through a group home in West Suburban Oak Park that's operated by L'Arche Chicago. L'Arche means the Ark. Mick Altena is executive director and community leader.
Providing direct care and support for adults with intellectual disabilities. We have an intentional community here where many of our staff members live in the homes with people with intellectual disabilities, our core members, and we desire to cultivate relationships centered in an environment of faith.
Anders Goldberg is a longtime resident.
Very family style. I always like that it's always family style and it's like a home.
Funding is always kind of front and center of everyone's mind, especially these days as there's a lot of discussion about Medicaid funding on the federal level, but also here at the state level, we've seen a lot of fluctuation over the years, and we do have to supplement what we get from the state of Illinois with private donations.
It's a very nice organization. Oh, L'Arche, it's very good. I'll be here a decade next March.
L'Arche Chicago, an ark in a world with a lot of rough seas and a difference maker.
What a beautiful house.
Oh, yeah. It's a nice home.
Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.